Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A handful of carpenters hammer away as they install off-white siding on a brand new apartment complex in Swansea, New Hampshire. The builders are close to finishing up 84 affordable units.
So the installation process is pretty neat. We have significantly good-sized crane that comes that will set these into place like Legos.
Jack Franks leads Avenue Development Group, which is building this complex, and he's doing it differently from traditional construction. Instead of raw materials assembled on site, these Legos were mostly made in a factory in Pennsylvania. Imagine each apartment as a big rectangular box with frames, walls, and bathrooms pre-built and delivered on a tractor trailer.
And you go from no building to a building in a matter of days. It's pretty impressive.
Inside the building, Franks points to some of the standard features. The windows, cabinets, bedroom closets.
When you take a look, I mean, you tell me, how do they look?
I mean, to me, they look just, you know, like any closet I've ever seen before, to be honest.
Yeah, they're nice. So they're laid out nicely.
The parts for this building come from Volumetric Building Companies, or VBC. Their design office is in Somerville. Sarah Ann Logan is the VP of Design, and she's seen more interest in this type of construction in the past year.
It's a game changer, right? So there's a whole bunch of things that are going on in the world right now that are making it easier and make me think this is the time.
Better technology is one reason to give off-site construction a try. But she also thinks a lot of interest stems from problems in traditional construction that only got worse after COVID.
And I think part of that is because it is getting more expensive to build traditionally. We don't have the workforce to build traditionally anymore.
According to the trade group Associated Builders and Contractors, the U.S. is short of more than 500,000 construction workers. Still, off-site construction isn't popular in Massachusetts. Logan says developers here tend to be more risk-averse.
We have the universities, we have the people innovating, but we're not really adopting it at the same rate as other states. And that honestly makes me a little bit sad because I live here and I'm committed to being in New England.
Manufactured construction isn't a new idea per se. It's popular in Japan and many European countries. It's also gaining traction in states like Pennsylvania and California. Ivan Rupnik teaches architecture at Northeastern University. He says the U.S. used to incorporate more manufacturing in construction.
So in the 50s and 60s, we actually built housing in the U.S., both on-site and in factories, using more advanced techniques than that are widely used today.
Rupnik says a lot of construction in the U.S. today is more expensive and slower than it used to be. It's also wasteful.
We throw away about 50% of the materials that we bring to the construction site. That's alone an economics problem.
But manufactured housing does have challenges. It's expensive to build and maintain massive factories. The cost of materials is about the same as traditional construction. And in the past, critics have pointed to factory-made housing as subpar. Jack Franks, the developer in New Hampshire, pushes back against that notion.
Anyone that has concerns about the quality of housing should visit a project like this to see for themselves that the quality of work here and the quality of workmanship is at or better in some cases than traditional stick built.
Here's the big thing, though. Say these factories that build quality housing pop up all over New England. That still doesn't change zoning rules that restrict buildings from going up in the first place. It also doesn't make permitting faster. Jack Franks knows this, but he's hoping that as soon as projects are approved, buildings can go up in half the time.
Small portion of this industry will change dramatically over the next 10 years. This is where this industry is headed.
You're betting on that.
Oh, I'm all in. Yeah, if I'm sitting at the poker table, I'm all in.
Franks is already sitting at this metaphorical poker table. In fact, he's planning to build his own factory in New Hampshire to focus on manufacturing energy-efficient buildings. It's fair to say, at tens of millions of dollars, that's a pretty sizable bet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmin Ammer.